This is KCUR 89.3. At least part of this political season is being taken up talking about college debt. What does a college degree cost, and what's the return on that investment? Starting today, crunching those numbers will get a lot easier for students who will attend a state university in Kansas. KCUR's Sam Zeff got a preview and filed this report.
Here are two things we know about a college education. The cost is going up, and parents are worried about it. What's the return on investment for a student who wants to be an engineer or an English major? There's now one-stop shopping for Kansas universities.
So to give credit where credit's due, this really started with the Kansas legislature, who felt like transparency around both cost and earnings data was really important for prospective students to have.
That's Breeze Richardson, communications director at the Kansas Board of Regents and a driving force behind a tool being rolled out later today that provides that transparency in a pretty easy-to-use interactive way. We took the tool out for a test drive, but first, a bit about the bumpy road to get to this point. When the idea first surfaced last session from State Senator Jeff Melcher, a Republican from Leawood, there was a little bit of panic. The information he wanted for parents and educators simply didn't exist. So the estimated cost to the regents and universities was $6 million. But Richardson says, after some investigation and a little work with the universities, they found a way to gather the data for a fraction of the cost. So starting later today, you can go to ksdegreestats.org and find an enormous amount of information, such as the typical cost of a particular degree, including tuition, fees, plus room and board.
We also have wage information published here, so you can see the percent of program graduates that are employed in Kansas and their earnings, both when they first went into the workforce and after 5 years.
And that wage information comes directly from the State Department of Labor. Senator Melcher says the new tool far exceeded his expectations and says it will particularly help first-time college families.
They've always had an expectation that you would graduate from college and then you were set for life. Well, that expectation is not reality. This will give them a tool to understand what, if they take this particular course of study, they're going to earn after they graduate, and it'll give them a sense of realistic expectation.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and pick the University of Kansas, and I will pick, as far as the degree goes, I'll go ahead and pick athletic training.
So to test out the site, I went to Olathe East High School and had assistant principal Jennifer Noteboom, a former counselor, take a look.
How does this make a counselor's job easier, and how do you think it might make a parent's job easier?
I think that parents would use it more so for the funding, just to see the difference in cost. I think that the students would use it to look at what the average wage could be once they get out of school. I think a lot of times they look at what they want to do, but they're not sure. They have no idea how much money you're going to make after you're in that field.
Noteboom likes that you can adjust scholarship and loan information and that the site will estimate monthly repayment costs after graduation. Now, the site is totally about the bottom line. How much does a degree cost and what do you make? But Noteboom says it's critical that parents and students also visit the campus to see how it feels. And Richardson says, while it's nice to see how much accountants and engineers make, there's plenty of other things in the world.
I myself was encouraged to get a liberal arts education by my parents, to go and explore, and I think that there's still a vast number of individuals who are interested in promoting that idea, that studying for the art of studying is really valuable.
Richardson says right now the site has just 1 year of information, but as new tuition and salary data comes in, the numbers will adjust. And she says the regents are close to making a deal with the Missouri Department of Labor for salary information, making the site more useful for students in Kansas City. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.